Hello, I'm Gary Newman. Hello, you're listening to episode 94 of The Sound of Electricity, the podcast that travels from the original new wave up to the modern club scene, always playing the best in synthesizer music. I'm Matthew Holbrook. You've just been listening to Tubeway Army, an early version 2 of Our Friends Electric from Replicas, the first recordings. It's interesting to hear an earlier version of the well-known number 1 1979 single, one that has gone on to be covered, sampled and used to create whole new songs like Freak Like Me. Gary Numan has 294,000 followers on Facebook and is also on GaryNewman.com. One of Ladytron's best-known tracks is 2005 single Destroy Everything You Touch, second single from the Witching Hour album. They recently made a digital release of the track known as the Vector Lovers Lost Version, which adds an effective new melody line to the song. Ladytron are on Facebook with 272,000 followers, as well as on Ladytron.com and Ladytron.bandcamp.com. That was Lady Tron with Destroy Everything You Touch, the Vector Lovers Lost version. Tin Gun hope to have their first album out in the summer. They've made another track available in advance of that, but it's not a single available to purchase or stream at the moment. It's called Possibilities, and it's also being used to promote a gig on the 3rd of February with Donovan Silver and Littlefinger. Tickets are £17 at the door and £15 in advance. More information can be found at thecamdenclub.co.uk. Tin Gun have 1,400 followers on Facebook and can also be found at tingun.bandcamp.com.
Hi, this is Pete Steer from Tin Gun, and you're listening to The Sound of Electricity with Matthew Holbrook.
I could give you anything, but you don't want to know. I could take you anywhere, but you don't want to go. All the possibilities in the world don't mean a thing to you.
That was Tin Gun with Possibilities. Another of Pete's projects is Agency V. They have a new single out in March called We Can Erase You, and they've recently made a video for it. Agency V are on Facebook, also with 1,400 followers, as well as on agency-v.bandcamp.com. So let's listen to that upcoming track now.
Hi, this is Marie from Agency V. You're listening to the Sound of Electricity podcast with Matthew Holbrook.
Thank you.
You've just had Agency V with We Can Erase You. It's now time for another Gary Numan cover from Chilled with the Ghost. This time it's The Images, originally the B-side of the 1982 single We Take Mystery to Bed. See podcasts 92, 90 and 76 for previous tracks. We have A Technical, Time to Die and The Dream Police. Chilled with the Ghost has its own Facebook page. Chris Fielding is also having great success with his touring project Tubeway Days, which has amassed 5,300 followers on Facebook.
Why? Yeah.
That was Chilled with the Ghost with The Images. Razormaid remixes were all the rage in the 1980s, and I'm now going to have one on the podcast for the first time. It's going to be the Razormaid mix of Ultravox's White China, the opening track of 1984 album Lament. Famously overlooked by the record company as a single, it's still a firm favourite amongst fans. I've taken this mix from the Razormaid 7th anniversary box set. Ultravox have 145,000 followers on Facebook. That was Ultravox with White China, the Razormaid mix from the Razormaid 7th Anniversary box set. I was sad to hear recently that Vince Clarke's wife, Tracy Hurley, had passed away at the age of 53 following a cancer diagnosis. I've looked through Vince's vast archive and I've selected the Erasure track, Because You're So Sweet, to play next. This is the final track on the 1994 album, I Say, I Say, I Say. Erasure have 589,000 followers on Facebook and their website is at erasureinfo.com. My thoughts are with Vince at this very difficult time.
Because you're so sweet, you lift up my heart and I fall back again. But I don't know quite which way to turn. The light in your eyes touches the sky and I'm your man again. And you hold me as close can be. And now is the time that you've enchanted me. Now I want you back here in my loving arms for eternity. So good to me, a beauty filled with the joys of spring. No love is too pure to give to the world and her naivety, or too tender to caress with a simple kiss. And man is the time that you've enchanted me. Now I want you back here in my loving arms for eternity.
That was Erasure with Because You're So Sweet from I Say, I Say, I Say. Next we're going to have Empire of Wolves from Vile Electrodes. This is from the 2013 The Future Through a Lens album and was also used as a single. On podcasts 69, 59, 13 and 4, we had other tracks from the album: Proximity After the Flood, Play With Fire, The Last Time and Deep Red. On podcast 31, we also had the Deep Red 7-inch containing a remix by Vile Electrodes and a cover by A Popdigma Berserk. Vile Electrodes have 6,100 followers on Facebook and they're also on vileelectrodes.com.
Don't forget to share links to The Sound of Electricity on your social media accounts.
You've just had Vile Electrodes with Empire of Wolves from The Future Through a Lens. The next track is Life in Tokyo by Japan, taken from the 1981 Assemblage album. Assemblage was unusually heavy on singles, and this track was the first to be released in April 1981. As usual, I'm playing this for supporter of the podcast, Jav. We'll be right back. That was Japan with Life in Tokyo from Assemblage. We've only had Dr. Doctor from the Thompson Twins so far, so we'll expand things now with the single Love on Your Side from the February 1983 album Quick Step and Sidekick. This was the second of four singles taken from the album. The group was originally larger than the trio we got used to in the 1980s. Only Tom Bailey now works on the project, where it has 87,000 followers on Facebook and the website thompsontwins.tombailey.co.uk.
Got love, love.
That was the Thompson Twins with Love on Your Side from Quickstep and Sidekick. We've had Jesus James a few times on the podcast, often when I'm covering releases from Record Store Day. One track we haven't featured yet is 1991 single International Bright Young Thing, which made number 7 in the UK chart. This was the third single from the album Doubt. Here we're going to have the Phil Harding 12-inch mix. Jesus Jones are on Facebook with 14,000 followers, as well as on JesusJones.com. That was Jesus Jones with International Bright Young Thing, the Phil Harding 12-inch mix. Next we're going to have Something Good by the Utah Saints, one of several singles taken from their 1992 debut self-titled album. Famously, it sampled Kate Bush's vocal from Cloud Busting, and it reached number 4 in the UK chart. It's been remixed numerous times, and the vocal was re-recorded by former Pop Idol contestant Davina Pereira for a package of 2009 mixes. The Utah Saints have 19,000 followers on Facebook, and they're also on utahsaints.com.
We'll be right back.
You've just had the Utah Saints with Something Good from their self-titled debut album. Next we have Butterflies from New Mind, a collaboration between Kojum and Kev Blund. It came out on the 5th of January on Euphonic and is available from beatport.com. It's early days for New Mind on Facebook with 279 followers so far. That was Kojun and Kev Blundy presents New Mind with Butterflies. Next it's Space Cowboys extended mix from Digital Drift. This is another collaboration, this time between Simon Gregory and Nitrous Oxide. Obviously not Simon Gregory on Nitrous Oxide, although I do enjoy a bit of gas and air myself when my dentist reaches for it. The track came out on 29th of December on Future Sound of Egypt, Argento, and is available from Beatport. It's early days for this project as well, with only 13 followers on Facebook for Digital Drift at the time of recording.
I'm gonna go get some more.
That was Nitrous Oxide and Simon Gregory presents Digital Drift, Space Cowboys Extended Mix. Next we have a 2006 track by Shane54 called Too Late to Turn, the Armin van Buuren remix. It came out on Armin's label Armind. Shane54 has 8,700 followers on Facebook and the track is available from Beatport. That was Shane 54 with Too Late to Turn, the Armin van Buuren remix. Our final main track this time is a new collaboration between podcast regulars Solar Stone and Sting Grove. Solar Stone was last on episode 91 with a new mix of Forever. Sting Grove was on the same podcast with James Diamond on the track Purely Beautiful. The new track is The One and is here in its extended mix form. It's about the amazing boyfriend Sting chanced upon when out one night. The track came out on 12th of January on Black Hole Recordings and once again is available from beatport.com. Solar Stone has 182,000 followers on Facebook and Sting Grove has 16,000.
Oh,
That was Solar Stone and Steen Grove with The One, the extended mix. That brings us to the end of The Sound of Electricity, episode 94. Podomatic is the place where the most recent episodes can be found. This allows users on Deezer, iTunes, Google Podcasts and Amazon Podcasts to find new episodes of this show. All 94 episodes of this podcast are archived on mixcloud.com/thesoundofelectricity. This podcast also has a Twitter feed and its own group on Facebook. Please email promos and correspondence to thesoundofelectricity@gmail.com. If you can think of people who would enjoy this podcast, please share a link with them. That's all for this time, and I'll be back in a month or so for podcast 95. We'll play it with a bit more of Gary Newman and the early version 2 of Our Friends Electric.
I understand. I put my light at night. Oh, it's my touch.